Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has said information provided to the Dáil last week about the age of the teenager who received an inappropriate text from former Sinn Féin Senator Niall O'Donnell was wrong. Mary Lou MacDonald said it was then her understanding that the young person was 17 years old at the time, based on information provided when they joined Ógra Hinn Féin. And in other news this evening, Mairead Farrell is the new chair of the Public Accounts Committee, the Dáil's financial watchdog. It follows a report from the Oireachtas Select Committee being accepted by the Dáil without a vote being called. For further reaction to this, now I'm joined by Sinn Féin TD and the new chair of PAC, Mairead Farrell, and Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers, who joined me from our Oireachtas studio. You're both very welcome to the programme. Congratulations to you on becoming the new chair of PAC, and we'll get to that, Mairead Farrell, in just a second. Can we start though with the correction of the Dáil record and that unequivocal apology issued to the young person by Mary Lou MacDonald, your leader, this afternoon? She said she's written to the young person in question, is that right?
And yes, she has written to the young person and to his mother, offering a full, unequivocal and sincere apology. So she has done that, and she has placed that on the Dáil record. Look, what happened to that young person was completely and utterly wrong. The behaviour by Niall O'Donnell was unacceptable and to be honest, utterly and completely inappropriate.
And what you were about to say, and I'm sorry to jump across, it was mm-hmm. outlined by Mary Lou MacDonald. No young person should have to suffer what was suffered. And the apology was unequivocal, she mm-hmm. says. The young person, according to the Sinn Féin records, was 17. Is that right? But it transpires that that was not correct. You didn't contact then in the party the young person last week when you said, when you issued that statement, is that?
So it's my understanding that there was contact, but look, I don't want to go into something that I suppose isn't something that I would have been dealing with directly myself, because there are obviously, as you would understand, Cormac, huge sensitivities, as there rightly should be. Mm-hmm. But it was our understanding, as per the application, that the individual in question was 17 years of age. But we have listened to what the young person has made it very clear that he was, in fact, 16. That is why it was so important that Mary Lou MacDonald did go in front of the Dáil and did correct the record on that.
I find it remarkable that you say the party did contact the young person last week.
Well, I don't know the details of this, and I'm just going to be very frank on that, because and I don't think it's appropriate really for me to comment on that in its entirety, because
this, because there seems to be a quite a clear dichotomy, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Last week you were saying that the young person was more than happy with how the inappropriate text controversy was dealt with by the party. But then at the weekend, we saw the young person say that Mary Lou MacDonald's glowing tribute to Niall O'Donnell felt like a mental stab. Now, those two things can't be right at the same time, can they?
What we need to do in a situation like that is listen to the young person in question. That young person spoke very clearly at the weekend and told us exactly how he felt. And that is what is needed to be listened to. It's not for me to, in any other sense, comment or think about what that young person felt at the time. The young person has made it very clear. And that is what needs to be listened to.
But the point is, the young person spoke to the party, you say, before the weekend.
Well, look, I'm not really, as I said to you a few times there now, I am not across that, and I don't want to comment on any of that.
So
Cormac,
you can just clarify this. Are you sure that the party contacted that person, or do you think?
I'm not 100%.
Okay.
I cannot be 100%. But what thing that we can be 100% sure on is what the young person has said in the statement on Sunday, and that is what we need to listen to. And to be honest, that is what needs to be heard in this. That is what needs to be listened to and needs to be acted on. That is the only thing, in my view, that is at this point is important, is what that young person has told us, how he felt. Mm-hmm. He has been clear on that, and that is what needs to be listened to. Why it was so important that it was brought in front of the Dáil today.
But now we have a choice in terms of what you've told us. either the party did contact the person and maybe the party didn't listen adequately to the person, or the party did not contact that young person. Either way, is that really a victim-centred approach on child protection?
Just, Cormac, I've said this now a few times, right? And I think it's really important that we deal with this very clearly here, right? And not make it into an over and back of who said what. What did one person think at one point? What did a person think at the other point? The only thing that matters right now is how that young person felt and how that young person has told us in a statement very clearly how he felt on the, as he said, on Sunday. That is the only thing that matters. In any situation like this where there's a victim, the only thing that matters is the victim's voice, in my opinion, and to make mm-hmm. that be loud and clear. And it shouldn't be a thing, Cormac, where we're jumping through hoops as to who said what. What did you say, Mairéad, there now? What did somebody else say? The only thing that matters is what that young person felt, what that young person said in bravely came forward and made a statement on. And that is a brave thing to do. Okay. Did that on Sunday. And that is the only thing that matters. And I don't want to end up in some kind of a, you know, match of what words we're using or whatever. The only thing that matters to me is what this young person felt. And I just don't feel comfortable really kind of going into, you know, gymnastics on it.
And I want to get on to other matters, but I will ask Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, since she's beside you there, because your party, among the other coalition parties, was asking for a clarification from Mary Lou MacDonald an apology, I think. That's happened now. Is it time to move on from this, Lisa Chambers? I hope Lisa
Chambers. She's coming into the chamber, to be fair. She's just gone in here now. So
thanks. Thank you very much indeed, Mairéad Farrell. I hope she can hear me. Can you hear me, Lisa Chambers?
She's putting it on now. She'll hear you now.
Okay. Well, we'll give her the time. We'll give her a moment because I didn't realise she wasn't there. You can hear me, Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil?
I can, yes.
Okay.
How are you?
Well, apologies. I was asking you a question when you weren't in situ. The question I was asking you, though, relates to the clarification from Mary Lou MacDonald in relation to the inappropriate text controversy. Your party leader was among those calling for it. It's happened now, and an unequivocal apology. Is it time to move on?
Well, look, I mean, I welcome that the Dáil record has been corrected. It is worth pointing out that last week, when the leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald, made her statement saying that the young person that was getting inappropriate texts from Sinn Féin Senator Niall O'Donnell was 17, when he was in fact 16 at the time of getting those messages, Kieran Cannon, the Fine Gael TD, had put that information on the record last week, and that information was certainly available at the time. So I suppose the question is how was that mistake made last week? But I do welcome that the Dáil record has been corrected. It's a very important issue. And let's not forget, at the heart of this is that young person. I read his piece in the Sunday Independent on Sunday, and I thought it really brought it back to the core of this issue, mm-hmm. that there was a young person who's been at the subject of this who had to listen to a glowing reference been given to...
And we've discussed that with Mairéad Farrell in your absence. And you say you're glad of the clarification. Can I ask you then about another matter, Lisa Chambers? And it's happened now that Mairéad Farrell has been appointed, I think, the chair of the Public Accounts Committee.
Congratulations to Mairéad.
Okay. But I think Kieran Cannon, who you mentioned, raised questions about cooperating with Mairéad Farrell last week, whether he would or not. And some other... it's been a thing, hasn't it, among the coalition about whether they would cooperate with the new Sinn Féin chair. Why was there no vote on this when it was thought there might be?
Well, look, I'm not a member of the Public Accounts Committee, but my own view on that is that it is established precedence that the main opposition party chair the Public Accounts Committee. I think that's a separate issue. I think that that precedence should be respected and maintained. I understand that other parties, I think the Social Democrats and Labour, were also raising issues around whether they would cooperate with a new chair. But my own personal view is that that is an established precedence that the main opposition party will chair that committee. And I think that should be maintained. That doesn't mean that I don't believe there are still questions to be answered by Sinn Féin around the controversy surrounding Niall O'Donnell and the McMulligan case and others. I mean, we did have the Sinn Féin leader in the Dáil last week having to explain on four different issues. So I think there are still questions. And ultimately, at this point, I mean, let's be honest about it, we're heading into a general election. Ultimately, the public will have to decide, are they happy with a culture of secrecy and cover-up that's been quite evident in Sinn Féin? Will they be supportive of that?
Well, they will have their say. You had a choice to push a vote, a Dáil vote, but that didn't happen. You're now the chair of the PAC, Mairéad Farrell. Will you get much time, though? It's quite evident now you won't, as chair of the PAC, to get stuck in.
Well, look, I think if anybody's ever watched a PAC meeting, every single meeting you get stuck in and you look at holding people to account. And look, we've had that with the OPW today, but it's really important that we hold public bodies to account, but also that we hold the departments to account. That's extremely important. And just today, the OPW were discussing the modular homes that they provided that cost $442,000, although we'd been told before that it would cost $200,000. So that's an increase of 120%, and nobody can tell me that a construction inflation is 120%. So, you know, and it was very clear from what the OPW actually told us today is that they had told the Department of Children in this instance, that the sites that they had been provided with were completely unsuitable, and that they were that they were still pushed to plough ahead with these sites, and this cost the taxpayer over $200,000 to just service those sites. And what I got very clearly from the Public Accounts Committee today was that the department effectively wrote a blank cheque and said, just get the job done. So what we need to do, and the work that is needs to be continued in PAC, is this whole concept of making sure that we're holding public bodies and the departments to account. It is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And what I intend to do is, in whatever time I have, is to do just that. If needs be, the ministers, we have a clear job here as well. They need to be holding their departments to account. And if I feel as PAC chair that that isn't happening, well, I will certainly be writing to those ministers and putting it to them that they need to hold the departments to account.
Even in the short time that you have. You're also mentioning, can I ask you very briefly, you're lamenting the fact that there isn't an awful lot of time and that there will be an awful lot of laws or bills that will not be enacted, Murray Farrell, before the election is called.
Well, just to be clear, I'm not lamenting the fact that there's going to be an end to this government, but there are a number of bills, of course, that should have already been dealt with. We have, particularly Mark Ward, my colleague, has been talking about the Mental Health Act and how important, or the bill that needs to be get through as soon as possible. There was pre-legislative scrutiny on this back in 2021. And the problem with this bill not getting through is that CAMHS will continue to not be regulated under the Mental Health Act in this situation. And one thing that's quite, and this was something that was a recommendation in the Mental Health Commission's report into CAMHS, but one of the things that the government did was Mark Ward actually had legislation to regulate CAMHS, and rather than it being pushed back or denied, the can was kicked down the road in favour of the government's bill. But now we have a situation that if they'd have just legislated that at the time, allowed that to go ahead, then we would have CAMHS regulated under the Mental Health Act, but now it's not happening.
You say that's a missed opportunity. What about your catfish legislation or bill, Lisa Chambers? You've introduced a landmark bill in the Shannon, which is aimed, I believe, at tackling the harmful practice of catfishing. You might tell us briefly about it and of the chances of getting it enacted now.
Yeah, thank you, Cormac. Look, there are a number of bills that probably won't get finished, but that's always the case at the end of any Dáil term. But remember, the gambling bill has been complete, the planning, the landmark planning legislation complete, social welfare bill almost complete, and the finance bill will be complete. So the bulk of the work will be done. The mental health bill, it's my understanding is that there are still significant amendments, and it may not even be ready for next February, when there will be a constitutional end to the Dáil anyways. But it is the intention of this government to bring that bill back in, hopefully when we're back in government after the next election. But on my own bill, I've introduced a bill to criminalise catfishing. Some of your listeners may or may not be aware of what that is, but basically it seeks to make it an offence where a person without authority or reasonable excuse takes somebody's image, their personal details, their voice or their signature, and purports to be them by imitating that person and mm-hmm. then engaging with other persons online. There is a gap in Irish legislation, and now because we're living our lives online so much more between, and lots of young people in particular, between dating sites and social media websites, it's very easy to set up a fake profile and pretend to be somebody else. And there are two victims in this crime, mm-hmm. the person whose information or image you've taken, but also the person that's been duped into engaging with you, thinking that you were somebody that you are not. So it is my intention to hopefully bring the bill as far as I can. And hopefully, if I am back in the next Oireachtas, to bring it back in if it doesn't get completed in this
term. It might be a bill for the next Dáil. All right. Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed. Murraid Farrell of Sinn Féin and the new chair of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you as well.